Hey, welcome to the podcast. I know this is coming on the heels of the one we just did a couple of days ago, but I had a few things I wanted to get off my chest, so we're just going to go for it right now again. We're Cornerstone Bible Church. We are Bible-based, gospel-centered, discipleship-focused for the glory of God. I just want to say a couple of things today. I'm just going to keep this short. I'm going to just shoot from the hip here. Ecclesiastes 3:7 says that there is a time to keep silence and there's a time to speak. And I believe that this is a time to speak. In our failing society, where sin is celebrated more and more, and where we're not even allowed to think for ourselves anymore or give an opinion, where logic is being outlawed and feelings rule the day, where offending people just by thinking differently has somehow become a crime, where Christians are told to sit down and shut up, I'm saying that I believe that Christian leaders today need to do the opposite. It's time to stand up and speak up and lead the way. Our people desperately need men of courage. Our country needs men of courage to speak the truth with power and conviction and humility. And by humility, I am saying the kind of humility that submits itself to God's word and shouts it from the rooftops, not because I am right or because I'm so great, but because God is. True humility is seen in the fear of God, never in the fear of man. The church needs leaders who know how to combine gentleness with an iron will, who know how to show grace with an unwavering commitment to the truth. So let me just say a few things that need to be said. Men and women are different. Boys are not girls, and girls are not boys. It seems the height of ridiculousness to have to point that out. But it needs to be said. In the beginning, God made them male and female. We do not decide our gender by how we feel. That's madness. The emperor has no clothes. But in the pressure cooker of our current society, where we are shamed to think differently, the voices of truth are being silenced. Bullying is bad, except when you bully a Christian into silence. Then it's okay. I think we need to speak out a little more. Homosexuality and transgenderism is sin. The sexual revolution is nothing less than sin embraced by sinful people who love their sin and who need to hear the gospel, who need the forgiveness of God. Lust that has been set free to do as it wills always ends in greater and greater perversion, with less and less tolerance for those who speak up against it. And those in a position to speak up, those in authority, they're often silent because their jobs are threatened if they say anything, and their freedom is threatened, and so they fall silent and give in to the madness. And impressionable kids are indoctrinated with these lies, and so they come to believe that they're true. Abortion is murder. It's the murder of babies. Why are we telling young girls and young boys that it's okay? Euthanasia is murder. It's the murder of the old and the infirm, and sin. But our country celebrates these things. It's taught in our schools, and it's cheered on by Hollywood. It's embraced by our culture. It's used as marketing tools of all things. And anyone who dares to think otherwise is shamed and laughed at, ostracized, attacked. This society that preaches tolerance has become so intolerant of anyone who says otherwise. And everyone can see that this is happening. But not everyone has the courage to say it. Why is that? Why? Because people love their sin. We love it. We love to indulge our fantasies, and we desperately want the applause of everyone around us because it makes us feel better, and it drowns out the guilt. We want our guilt to be buried under the cheering of the masses so that we can't feel it anymore. We're desperate to feel acceptance for our sin, and so we flaunt it in our parades, insisting that everyone line up and applaud us or face our wrath. We pursue it in our protests, our lawsuits, schools, workplaces, homes, entertainment, everywhere. We try to bury our guilt under the applause of a culture that has rejected God. Look, if we can get everyone to agree with us, then there will be no one left who disagrees with us, and so we will be free to do whatever we want. That's what's happening here. When what we really need is to hear the gospel. Jesus Christ died so that your sin might be paid for. My sin might be paid for. Our guilt should bring us to God in repentance, not cause us to run away from Him and sin more. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes on Him will not die, but have everlasting life. Jesus was crucified on that cross. He was buried in that grave, and after 3 days God raised Him to life. And now all who would repent of their sins and put their hope and faith in Him will be forgiven of their sins and will have eternal life with God. That's the message. It is in God that we are set free, not in embracing sin and lust and rebellion and murder and drowning out all the voices that would say otherwise. Look, celebrating sin will not make your guilt go away. Being offended by what I have just said will not set you free. Silencing any voice that disagrees with you will not turn your wrong into right. Your salvation does not come through the applause of everyone around you. That applause only drowns out the voices calling you to repent, to find forgiveness and peace, to find freedom. Acceptance by society will not save you. Faith in Jesus Christ will. And He defines what is right and what is wrong. Because He's not just the Savior, He is Lord. He defines how we live. He defines sexuality. He defines gender. He defines what murder is. And it is to Him that we will give an account. It is only His applause that matters. The cheering of the world means nothing, and all its power will come to nothing. It is so fleeting, so weak. But the power of God is eternal and true. There is freedom. I know, because I'm a terrible sinner that has been forgiven and set free. Believe that. So I invite you to come. Come to faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Shake off the fear and the pressure that those around you would put on you. You don't have to live that way anymore. Jesus is calling you to repent and believe in Him. There is power, there is courage, there is forgiveness, and there is freedom. Societies, governments, and countries come and go, but the Word of God lives forever. Look, love does not applaud everything. Love applauds the right thing.
If something in this episode struck you, you can always email me at chad@cornerstonebiblechurch.ca. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Chad. We'll talk to you soon.